Of the South's newly thriving cities, few have risen from the ashes of economic and political crisis as quickly as Atlanta. Shirley Franklin is the first female mayor of that city and the first African-American woman to run a large urban center south of the Mason-Dixon line. Time magazine this month cited Franklin as one of the five best big city mayors in the country. She's quick to offer credit to her predecessors.
The truth of the matter is we have gained momentum in the last 20 years, in large part because of the contributions of Maynard Jackson and Andy Young and lots of other folks. But as mayors, they really helped to set Atlanta on a course to attract national and international attention. My job is to keep the momentum up.
I was just in Atlanta with Mayor Young not too long ago, and we discussed the idea of being a mayor, particularly today, of a big city is sometimes a thankless job. You had to come in and make some very hard decisions, cutting departments, employees, etc. How difficult was it for you on a personal level to make the decision, but also with the idea that you probably initially would receive some flack for doing so?
Well, I can tell you that the advantage that I had coming into office was having worked for Andy and Maynard in top positions in government. So I wasn't unfamiliar with the challenges. When I had to reduce the size of the staff of the city personnel, I mean, the truth is that it's hard because you are affecting people's lives.
Were you at all faced with the idea that you are in a male-dominated world and many people see seats like yours to be that that should be occupied by men? How often did you have to counter that?
Well, as a candidate, it was brought up pretty frequently. Since I've been in office, no one talks about it anymore with me. They may talk about it among themselves, but I had a minister say to me about a month ago that he thought that I'd done the job as well as a man. And I said, thank you, and I'll get back to him to have a further conversation.
Well-meaning, but it certainly underlies the point that we haven't always come as far as we had hoped.
He meant it as a compliment.
Right.
So I think it's important to understand what the meaning was for him. Mm-hmm. The point of my running from the very beginning was not only to win, but to set aside any notions that men or women would have that a woman couldn't run a competitive race and once elected couldn't govern in a way that would both be good for the city and demonstrate that women for a long, long time, for centuries, have had leadership skills. And when they seize the opportunity and are given the chance, they are able to dominate in their field just like anyone else.
Mayor, if we believe the old adage that all politics is local, one would also believe that bottom-up, the idea of local politics can influence and oftentimes does the national political scene. How cognizant are you that the South, and Atlanta in particular, becomes a big muscle in the national political scene?
Well, I started recognizing that I had to make dramatic improvements in Atlanta, and I didn't want to get sidetracked from that. I mean, we had to not only balance our budget, but get our systems working and have people who live in Atlanta feel good about city government and regain their trust. But in addition to that, we recognize that we have a chance to influence the politics through good governance. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anything, I've learned that good government is good politics, because the things that I've had to do in order to bring the city's budget or to raise taxes or to increase water and sewer fees have all been around the issue as opposed to the politics. And it seems to me that in today's world, the average voter, they want a certain level of service and respect, and they just don't want to hear rhetoric. So you've got to translate the message into action in order to gain any political advantage, whether it's in the South or whether it's in the North. Now, whether the South will be a political player or not really suggests that we haven't been a political player. I mean, we've had three presidents in recent times from mm-hmm. the South, actually four just during my lifetime, if you go back to Johnson, all of whom were native-born to the South and whose states and communities have struggled with the issues of race and deprivation and being on the outside.
And so, I guess that's why I raised the point. To a large degree, there is still that Northeast bias of looking at the South as a stepchild, when in reality, as you note, not only have the presidents come from there, but I think most political analysts will tell you, you're not going to win the White House without winning the South.
Well, I read about that. I think that you can. I mean, the most important thing to do to run for national office is to run in every state in the Union. Mm-hmm. And I think there have been some mistakes in the past thinking that you could win with a few states. And maybe you can win in terms of the numbers on a piece of paper, but you sure can't win. You can't predict them that well. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we in the South are very interested in national politics. We're interested in the investment in our children, in our rivers and streams and clean water. We're interested in having our part of the country to benefit from the tremendous national investment that takes place in other regions of the country.
Let me ask you this. As far as Atlanta is concerned, many see it, particularly many of the hip-hop generation, as the black mecca of this country. There is a huge, what people are calling now, reverse migration of black folks from the North and the East back to the South. How important do you see it as a cultural issue, a social issue for black America in providing a comfort level, frankly?
It's interesting that you would say that, because Atlanta does not only grow our own, we attract people from other parts of the world and from across the United States. If you are talking about music, many of those in the hip-hop industry who've been successful actually grew up. I mean, they grew up in Georgia. They grew up in, if not Atlanta, in Columbus, Georgia, or nearby. They are able to participate in the cultural life and the business life of the state that they live in. But I think a lot of that goes back to the tremendous accomplishments of Maynard Jackson in opening the doors, at least in discussion, about the value of having minorities, African Americans and women, involved in the business life of the community. And that has a ripple effect, because people expect there to be success among African Americans in Atlanta and in Georgia.
Mayor Shirley Franklin, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it, and we salute all that you're doing down there in the fine city of Hotlanta.
Thank you.